Well, you'll remember even before the Secretary General was elected that he highlighted the importance of dealing with this issue of sexual exploitation and abuse decisively, both preventing its occurrence across the organization wherever it occurs, and dealing rapidly and effectively when allegations do arise. His first week in office, he established a special task force to look at this question in depth and to make very concrete recommendations for a way ahead. It was the subject of his first report to the member states, which came out in March. And in that report, among other things, he called for this high-level meeting to make a political demonstration of solidarity with the efforts of the United Nations to eradicate this scourge.
What do you hope to get from this meeting?
In part, what this meeting is about is the significance of its occurring at all. At a time in world history where so many issues are confronting the international community with pressing concerns of a scope hardly ever before seen. Notwithstanding this very crowded and complex and difficult and challenging international agenda, highlighting the need to address honestly and forthrightly the scourge of sexual exploitation and abuse will be taken on at this meeting. The Secretary General will present the circle of leadership, where heads of state and government have personally committed to joining in this fight. And we will also present the new victims' rights advocate, who will speak about the rights and dignity of victims alongside their need for assistance and attention in the wake of allegations and abuse. And it will also present the state of the Trust Fund for Victims and make an appeal for additional contributions. And finally, we will update member states on the state of the compacts between member states and the UN for more specific measures to combat sexual exploitation and abuse.
So since ESG's last report on the subject, has there been any progress?
Have there been measures of progress of our efforts? We can measure it in two ways. One is process. It's far less satisfying. And the second way is substance on the ground. Are we seeing fewer cases? Are we seeing the more rapid administration of justice? Are we seeing learning going on by our organization? The process indicators are many. The appointment of the victims' rights advocate, the development of a uniform information reporting form so that we can now more consistently collect information about victims, the organizational dimensions of training, increased awareness, e-learning that's now mandatory, a staff survey that tells us a lot about what the staff understands. Those are process indicators. On the ground, at the moment, we're seeing a few more cases being reported. We take that as a sign that our systems are beginning to generate the kind of trust that we want them to generate, so people know if they bring an allegation forward, it will be handled discreetly, humanely, and that we are seeking the appropriate and rapid justice for victims. We're working much more collaboratively with the member states. We of course, would like to see joint investigations at all turns so that victims are not re-victimized through multiple interviews. And we're seeing member states take action and then report back.
After this very important meeting, what is your office and the organization's next step?
Well, immediately after this meeting, there'll be a follow-on consultation with civil society. We want to hear their ideas. We want to understand what they know about best practice. We'd like to know from their point of view, you know, what does the UN need to do visibly, tangibly, so in their eyes we are improving, and what are they prepared to do to help us achieve a better track record on this issue. Going forward, Secretary General has made it his personal commitment. He's leading from the top to say that everyone is responsible for understanding what our rules are, creating a culture of intolerance for this kind of behavior and one of safety and security and trust for those who may need to come forward. And so that agenda will go on. The tone at the top has been unambiguously established by the Secretary General. Now we really need to sink our teeth into the mood in the middle and the buzz at the bottom, and to connect all of this in the same agenda of eradicating sexual exploitation and abuse from all UN operations.
Since you've been dealing with this subject, do you have an impression that there is a better understanding from the global public, from member states and from UN staff about this subject?
You know, it's a really good question. You know what's shocking and troubling? It's that this is an ever-present danger for women everywhere. There's nowhere women can go or be absolutely confident and secure that this would never happen to them. There's no school, no church, no family, no culture, no society, no place, nowhere where women are completely safe. Is our sensibility changing? I hope so. I hope so. Are women mad as hell and not going to take it anymore? Increasingly. And so that awareness that this is unacceptable behavior, no one should be subject to this. No one. And sadly, the vast majority of victims are women. But we need the men to stand up as well. We need everyone to stand up and say, not here, not now, never.